To start things off here, your debut album All My People released back in 2019. What's it like looking back on that release after a few years? Are you still fond of that work, or do you think you've moved on from it quite a lot over the past 6 years?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes since, I suppose, because it came out 6 years ago. But it's still dear to my heart, that music and collection of work. It's a lot more introverted in its way. And yeah, but the process of making it was really nice, and I still appreciate it. I was experimenting a lot after All My People came out. I suppose after touring stopped and there was time and space to do it. But it was a while later, once I was living in Dublin when the pandemic, around that time, yeah, I moved from Dublin to Connemara, which is where I grew up, where my family are from. And it was kind of a happy accident that I moved back there full time. I was renting this place on the lake on Loch Carb, and yeah, a lot of the writing for Luster was done there, and the recording as well. I was able to invite people there to work on the songs, and there was time to kind of follow ideas and yeah, follow instincts.
Do you think that moving back there and the environment that you were in played any role in how the ideas came together for the album?
Yeah, for sure. The kind of stillness and the quiet time and the landscapes, I suppose, even if it was not directly my plan, I suppose subconsciously, it seeped in there, in the lyrics and the feeling and the spaciousness and some of the arrangements. But some of the songs are more probably outward than on All My People. But that kind of came by way of, there's a lot more of collaborators on Luster. So it kind of evolved the sound in a way that was outside of myself as well, in a way.
Did you find it difficult to start inviting other people into the fold, you know, following the first record where it was primarily yourself? Did you have any trouble opening yourself up in that way?
Yeah, I suppose there's always a bit of push and pull with creative stuff, but if you're working with people you trust, there's a lot of trust and following kind of intuition. It's really exciting as well when, you know, you're working with someone and something happens that you really didn't expect. So it's been a really lovely process, and I've learned a lot actually in the meantime of what works. And so yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, do you want to run me through who we have on here?
It's a lot of friends, I suppose, collaborating on Luster. So we had Henry Ernest and Nash Paints. There's Finn Carher MacDonald and Suzanne Kraft, who's Diego Herrera, but he lives in LA, so we were doing the work remote, which was actually a really nice experience. I really enjoyed doing that. Yeah, Ian Lynch from Lancome played the Illan pipes on two of the songs. And my friend Roisin Berkeley played the harp. And she's actually from the same, like maybe about 20 minutes away from the village that I grew up and where I moved back to. So that was really nice. Music is kind of, I was going to say natural, but it's just something I have to do. So that was always going to be the case. But I suppose you never know in what form it shows up, whether it's an album or something else. But yeah, I just kept writing and experimenting, and it ended up where it is now.
Talk to me a bit more about Connemara. What was it like to return home after moving away, and what were some of the benefits to creating a record at home on your own time?
I moved to Connemara, which is in the west coast of Ireland, and the landscapes there are just so beautiful. I mean, as you know, coming from, I'm sure you have the same kind of, maybe there's some similarities in New Zealand, in the countryside there. But yeah, it just was really fertile ground for me to make new work. And I suppose everything was stopped and installed at the time. So it allowed for kind of time as well to follow these ideas. And yeah, I was renting a place on the lake and was surrounded by mountains and trees and wild goats, which were really sweet. Yeah, it was just, it was a nice space to be able to record and try ideas, because sometimes in studios you're under a time constraint or you're on the clock for getting things done quickly. You know, it was nice to be able to take breaks and go for a walk or a swim if we wanted, which I think helped the process as well. When you're 17, 18, which is, I suppose, rightly so, you've an urge to kind of explore and be anonymous. And, you know, I found such amazing, well, you know, made amazing friends through moving to the city, and I guess where I've ended up with music might not have happened if I didn't. But yeah, going back, I really appreciated the community and getting to know all the locals again, because I suppose I was very young and it was a different kind of relationship. So being able to kind of reclaim that space in a new way, and discovering all these walks that I never knew existed, and places and secret lakes. And yeah, there was lots of kind of lost knowledge as well that I tried to pick up on through locals or even my father, just different ideas. I suppose those kind of things that you forget. Very simple, but yeah, I really appreciate it there now, and the community and the calm, the stillness, and just that there's space there, not everything is covered, and yeah. I just had a small setup. I did a sound engineering course a good few years ago, and that kind of helped me learn how to record myself. So usually I start off recording the demos, and with All My People, the first album, I suppose I didn't really push them that further beyond that, whereas this one I knew I kind of wanted to push it further, and I could take it so far, and then people who collaborated brought it, you know, to another place, which was really beautiful. Yeah, there were some sessions that really stay with me, like Projections came together quite quick with Henry and Finn with the arrangements, and it started off kind of just with the loop of a guitar and vocal that I recorded. which was sort of bad quality, but we kept it in the drums as well. And yeah, hearing Ian Lynch play the Illan pipes was incredible. So those kind of experiences that I didn't have during the first album was really nice.
And when did 4AD come on board? I feel like this is such a perfect pairing for the two of you, so it must feel special to be among a roster with, you know, some of the greatest and most influential artists in this genre.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's been so incredible, and I'm not just saying that. They've been so nurturing, amazing people there, and just pure music lovers, which is great. And yeah, of course, I love all of the, it's such a legacy, the Cocteau Twins and Lush, and then later Pixies and all of that era. And yeah, there's been a lot of creative freedom. It's all been very free, you know, and that's, I guess, helped in the process as well.
You've obviously been working on this record for a long while now. Is it an exciting feeling to finally release it, you know, especially given that you're releasing it with a label like 4AD and its scale is much larger than the first record?
Yeah, it's great, especially playing shows, because we just had our 8th show of the tour last night in Leeds in the UK. And I've definitely been getting kind of emotional on the nights, looking out, seeing people have bought tickets to come and see the show is kind of surreal. And doing the live shows makes it feel very real, and it's kind of bringing me back to why I do it. And I love it, playing these songs live as well, and they take on new meanings or new versions, and yeah, it's great. But of course it takes a bit of adjusting as well.
If you're looking at the track list of Luster, are there any memorable moments that you enjoyed the most during the creating process? What songs stand out to you in that sense?
Yeah, well, Spring was a fun and playful one for me because we used auto-tune on my voice for some parts of the arrangement. Yeah, it's a bit more percussion, and the arrangement of that one's a bit more outward, I suppose. And another song, Carb, which is more of a solo moment on the record, is kind of dear to my heart as well, because it's the first take of the vocal and kept it that way. And I guess that one is kind of a love letter to the place. Not to sound too cliche, but there was a lot of highlights, really.
Finish things off here, I want to ask, when in the process did you feel like these songs and the album as a whole was reaching completion? Was there a moment when you felt that it all clicked into place?
I suppose I had a gut feeling at some point when, because we mixed it with Gabriel Schumann, who's in New York, and that really changed everything, you know, it brought a cohesion that maybe it needed to get there. And yeah, once Gabriel was working on them and all the mixes were in, and we were back and forth quite a bit on the mixes and things like that. But yeah, but I mean, the other side of it is, I'm sure maybe a lot of artists and musicians would say the same, you could keep eternally going on. So it's good to have kind of time, you know, to finish. So yeah, I'm really happy. I was really happy where we left off.
Two songs.
Hi, I'm Maria Somerville, and you're listening to BFM.